You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
I've been to Hollywood, I've been to Redwood, I crossed the ocean for a heart of gold.
Noted gold trader there, Neil Young, one of his important sort of commentaries on the commodities market. And the commodities market was about as weird yesterday as I've ever seen. Joining us is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So yesterday at some point, and I kind of wanted to call you directly from right here, gold was trading down, copper, all the commodities were trading down, even oil was trading down. Now, oil is up now, and gold has actually bounced up again. But normally gold is not a commodity like some of these others. What's going on with the declining gold price in the midst of what seems to be the same uncertainty we were talking about a week ago?
You're right. Gold has been behaving in general in the last many years more like treasury bonds. You know, it hasn't been behaving with the price of cotton or coffee. It's been moving as a safe place moves. So as investors flee the stock market, they go to gold or they go to U.S. treasuries. And so it's just like a security blanket is where how gold trades. But you're right, it fell yesterday. It's up a little bit this morning. There's a lot of dynamics at play, okay? One thing is that a lot of hedge funds have piled into gold. In fact, John Paulson, you know, he was the one who shorted the housing market and made like $3 billion in a year. He is the biggest holder of the gold ETF, the big gold ETF.
Exchange traded fund.
And so a lot of hedge funds own it. And actually, in the last few weeks, banks have been demanding a lot more collateral from hedge funds, a lot more money behind their trading. And so they've had to free up some cash. So that's forced them to sell a little bit of gold. So a lot of people think that drove a little bit of the recent sell off. And then, you know, the other big question is how high can gold go? Okay. Because, you know, we were up last week over 1900. It was not an all-time high because in the early 1980s, if you adjust those prices for inflation, it hit 2,300 in the early 1980s.
Really? Oh, wow.
But can it get back up there? It's not clear. It's gone up a lot in the last few years.
And, I mean, part of this, as you say, is maybe sort of structural issues associated with hedge funds. But people, you know, this is the place where wealth is growing. So you would expect at a certain point with this kind of a rise that people are going to just take profits.
Exactly. And so some hedge funds are probably taking profits and some individuals. You know, at some point when you've seen something go up a lot, you say, I don't want to be too greedy. It's like, you know, when you're looking for a good parking spot and you're driving down the street and you see one, sometimes you say, I don't want to be greedy and drive further and look for it. I'm just going to take this one now. And that's, you know, the profit taking in the markets that you might be seeing.
You're huge in parking spaces, right? Not so much in gold.
Yeah. You know, I haven't made that much money on parking spaces, John, but
part of the reason why gold looks better these days is because the S&P has made treasuries not look so good by downgrading the U.S. debt, which is something we talked about, a while ago. But suddenly we learned this morning that the S&P is being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Is it for that decision?
No. So Standard & Poor's, you know, they're the biggest rating agency. They are being investigated for their ratings of mortgage security. So this takes us back to 2007, right before the financial crisis. And it came out yesterday that they're being investigated for a deal called Delphinus. It was a complex mortgage bond, and it came out in July of 2007. So that was just as the housing market was falling apart. And the SEC is looking at a series of different emails and evidence. Some of these emails were released in a Senate investigation, and they showed that within a day of S&P entering in this rating, its analysts were internally noticing that the bank that issued this deal had replaced the collateral with a lot worse quality stuff, that the home loans, the mortgages that were in there were substituted out for much worse ones than they had, you know, marketed it as. And so these analysts realized this, but there wasn't anything publicly said by Standard & Poor's at the time.
So it's everyone at the rating agency knew there was sugar in the gas tank, but nobody told the customers who were buying the cars, kind of thing.
You know, and it's unclear how high up this went in Standard & Poor's, but there is this email traffic that shows that it was kicked upstairs to higher level executives to discuss. And of course, only 6 months later, this mortgage security, Delphinus, had fallen apart. It was in default.
One more hit on commodities before we go. We talked about gold being sort of up for its own sort of bizarre psychological reasons. In general, the analysts believe that the reasons oil and copper were down this week is related to worries about the recession?
Yes. So the commodities, you know, if the economy is not good, then people do not use as much oil because they're not traveling as much.
It's a demand issue.
And so that the commodities move with the economy. If the economy looks weak, they go down. If the economy looks strong, commodities go up and it's looking weaker.
Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, Louise Story. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.